This is not what you want to hear from a guy standing on your roof in February.
It's pretty bad. There's ice on everything.
That's Jake Weber, who can be aptly described as an ice cowboy, replete with a hat. He works for the Ice Dam Guys and was standing on top of a house in St. Paul.
As bad as I've ever seen.
Superlatives are hard to measure when it comes to the winter phenomenon that plagues the shingled roof in Minnesota. By design, it sheds water down to the ground. That is, until heavy snow and cold temperatures combine and the outer edge of a roof is much colder than the slope above it. Water collects above the frozen edge, which becomes an ice dam, and the moisture seeps back up under the shingles and down into homes. Joe Palumbo of Forest Lake owns the Ice Dam Guys and says they really haven't had much work for about 5 years.
You know, the last week actually started out pretty slow but steady. Probably 2 days ago, it just, you know, hundreds of calls a day.
The signs are unmistakable. Icicles hanging from gutters or drip edges, piles of snow sitting on a home's shingles. The polar vortex hasn't helped either. Palumbo says it exacerbates the difference between the temperature in a home's interior and the roof above it.
Furnaces are working harder. They're pumping that heat into the house, which any bypasses, air leaks into the attic, weak insulation, lack of ventilation. It's heating up that attic space, which warms the roof deck from the underside.
And once you've got ice dams, you've got two options. Wait it out and fix the water damage later, or call someone like Palumbo and hope to get on his schedule. Prices fluctuate wildly depending on the size of your roof, how high it is, and how much ice is on it. It takes a minimum of 2 hours to clean off a home's roof. Prices range from several hundred to several thousand dollars. And nylon stockings filled with snow melt, salt pucks, and other home remedies, they don't really work. Palumbo says the best option is prevention.
Stand on the ground safely and rake as much snow as you can off of your roof.
That and hope that winter's end isn't far away. Tim Nelson, NPR News, St. Paul.